So the book was written in 1992. Well, it was published, and then some time after that, I'm not sure, not too long, Merita Mita decided to develop it into a feature film script, and Patricia Grace was worked with her in support of that as a script consultant and at times a co-writer. And that went on for some time. After Merita let it go, it did go through some other hands, but it was never made. I think Gaylene Preston picked it up too as a director at one point. And so I guess by the time Ainsley Gardner and I started talking about this film, it had been languishing for several years. And to both of us, because we'd both in some way, well, everyone knew that Merita had been trying to get this film made. And I had been in... heard her discussions with Patricia Grace and felt their passion for the story. So it seemed to both Aisley and I just such a waste of all that, you know, passion and thought and care and hard work. So we, Ainsley, picked up the rights to the book in 2015, and I came on board as a writer and worked, and Patricia worked with me for some time, supporting me on the script after that. And so, yes, I guess, and we shot it 2019. So I guess, you know, we're talking maybe nearly 30 years since the book's publication. I think it's important because, well, there's a practical reason, partly because our people can't always get to go to the cinema, depending on where they are, to go and see. And movies, often New Zealand movies play for such a short time, to see the movies in the cinema space. But also to, I guess it's to... It's about reconnection and reconnection with our stories and our relationships to each other, and just reaffirming who we are and our histories and identity, because we don't get to see that on screen often enough. Well, yeah, that's everything to me, really. And like you say, you missed out on that. I missed out on that, and a whole lot of people that have been born after me have missed out on that. So that, if you think about it in terms of how many feature films we've had, from our perspective, written and directed by us through the Māori worldview about us, there are very few. So we don't always get a true reflection given back to us of who we actually are. And just imagine that there's something wrong with that. Well, it's just to basically say, this can be done, we can do it, because until we get the role models and the people doing this writing and directing and producing work and the filmmaking work, it has to become part of our normal psyche, that we have to have these examples before us to understand that we can do it. Like, if it doesn't exist, it becomes really hard to imagine yourself doing it. So I hope what it does with this film and the films that are being made now by Māori women, that it makes it a lot easier for the next generation of filmmakers coming through to tell our stories for the big screen. She was huge because, I mean, I guess she was a role model to myself and also my co-director Ainsley Gardner. She supported us a lot in our endeavours in writing and filmmaking in many ways. But if we think about it, Merita, she made a feature film about 30 years ago. She wrote and directed it, called Māori, and then there was a 30-year drought, and then Waru came, I think 2017, which was a feature film written and directed by 9 Māori women, made up of 8 different short films to make a whole. So yeah, so she was it, really, in terms of the examples we had. There wasn't a lot else. Maybe some in television, but in terms of film, big screen stuff, there wasn't anyone else to look to.
That's quite an indictment on the industry, isn't it?
Yeah. It tells you something, doesn't it? And she did try and get this film made for at least 15 years, probably 20 years, her version of Cousins, and she wasn't able to. So, you know, it's a travesty. Lots of a really big impact, because Merita was quite a force in my life when I was coming through. And sometimes I tried not to, particularly when I was writing, I tried not to feel the pressure of that, more like under, you know, like I'm going to let her down, but more like the feeling I got from it is that she was supporting me, like she really wanted things to change for the better, and I know that she would have been right behind this project.
And I know this is a, you can't answer, well, but I'll ask the question anyway. What do you think she would have thought of the final product?
I hope that she would be really, I hope she would be really proud. I'll just say one thing about this, because it's a memory I have, one of the most poignant memories I have about this feature film was when we were casting. And so we had put the pictures of all the women that we had cast in the film up on a big wall, and there were so many Māori women staring back at me, and it made me feel incredibly emotional. And that was the kind of moment wherein I realised this is what I've been missing. I didn't know until I saw that this is what I've been missing, our own faces reflected back at us like that.
When you stand there staring at all these Wahine Tour, how much does that empower you?
It makes me feel like I have to do it, like I have, you know, we have no choice, we have to do it. That they see, well, it's also the faces and the stories that they're seeing, or this film, we hope, is, it has got a very, it not is not only brown in terms of the casting, but the way of storytelling, and that's right from Patricia Grace's novel, Cousins. It's a very Māori way of telling the story, so I just hope we start to understand that there's not just one way of telling a story. We can tell stories our own way. So, you know, this is just the beginning of many more stories to come from us. Really, I think, you know what, it's kind of what you're saying is that they understood their character, and we worked, and they got to understand who their character was, their character's backstory, how they were connected to each other, and from that point on, they just made that part of themselves. So that's where the natural performance comes from. There wasn't too much, you know, pushing things or overdoing things. They already had the essence of the characters within them. I know for me, it's been big on a lot of levels. There's the making of the film and getting it made and what that meant, you know, and the kind of the endurance of that. But there's also, it's a story about connection, and it's a story about the importance of whakapapa and whenua. And that's what the film's about, you know, it's about whānau. And that is what I believe they will take away. And there's something, you come out of that watching the film, and I think that's what people are left with. And, you know, after the last year or so, we've been on and off with COVID. And also more recently too, the things that have been happening with Māori children, you know, taken away from their parents, and this dislocation that's been happening, the film seems to, and those really valuable things to be seen, it seems to be very timely right now. It's really important we remember those basic fundamentals about being human, about being Māori. I just want us to take the stand in our power, really, and to stop sitting back. To stand in our power and take leadership roles in terms of filmmaking. Get behind the camera. Do whatever it takes. Get work and sound, but let's take up these positions that we haven't been able to do before.